This is the Pick of the Bunch by Basic Bananas, where we share the pick of the bunch when it comes to marketing, business, and people. Welcome back to the Pick of the Bunch. This is Christo here. In today's episode, I go through the process which we follow to create attractive copy. What on earth is copy? Copy is the text which we create that goes on any marketing material. Anything that you create, basically, in terms of marketing, will require some text on it. So we have a process which we have created to make sure we get the highest response rates from any of the marketing material which we create. So I go through the process, and I go through the process of how we actually write it. So the steps that we follow so that it's not so boring and it's a bit more exciting for you and a bit more engaging to actually do the process as well. So enjoy the show. So let's dive right into this copywriting thing. What on earth is copywriting in the first place? Some of you might be thinking of copyright when it comes to protection of intellectual property. This has nothing to do with that. So what we're talking about today is copywriting, which is a kind of, I guess, a fancy advertising term for text. So just the text that we use on any marketing material, we refer to that as copy. So that's the copy. What's the copy for this piece? What's the copy for this campaign? What's the copy for this ad? So you need to get the copy, and then we do the copywriting, which is simply creating the text, so writing the text. Now, with writing text, there's going to be text on just about every piece of marketing material we put out to the world. Anything, even if it's a video, you're probably going to title the video, and then you can still write the script for the video following a bit of a copywriting formula that we tend to follow. It's all about building needs and then delivering solutions, and how do we go about that so that we lead the prospect or the potential customer to associate with some sort of need or want or problem that they have. Associate your product or service with the solving that kind of problem or delivering on that want that they have. So how do we go about this? Well, I love copywriting because this whole thing with copywriting is it can be challenging. It can be almost painful to some extent because it's one of those tasks that people tend to procrastinate on. And then, you know, it can kind of be something that's – it can take you in – it's forever. It's a can of worms. So you might create a one page, say, of copy for your homepage, let's say. You could go back and change it indefinitely. So you might change it, then you might look back at it a week later and you could change it again and again and again. And it's an easy thing to get stuck on because you can create some text and look at it and stare at it and get nowhere. So I've got a bit of a structure for how I actually go about creating copy as well. It is something that if you have someone who does it well and you wanted to pay them, they could charge a hell of a lot of money for. It's not a cheap expertise, like a cheap profession for good copywriters, because obviously if someone writes the copy for you in a marketing piece, let's say for a really big brand, and that big brand therefore generates an extra few hundred thousand dollars in sales, well then it's not a big deal to have to fork out, you know, tens of thousands of dollars for the copywriter to create that copy if it's going to result in bigger response rates for a big brand. Obviously, for most small businesses, for most of, you know, I'm sure most of our listeners, you guys or maybe yourself listening in today to this show, you might be a smaller business. It tends to be our market. So we can't afford to go and pay someone $10,000 to create a campaign for you or to create a web page which is aligned with a couple of emails to help them and maybe a brochure, like a little package promoting one product or service. So we can basically, but it's a skill that's worth understanding yourself, because you can do quite a bit of it yourself. And it is a skill that's worth understanding to some extent. We might not end up being the world's best copywriters, but it's good for you to understand it to a certain extent so that you can create your own marketing pieces pretty quickly and you can have a bit of a structure which you can follow as a result of today's show. We do charge a lot. Like if somebody comes to us and asks for copywriting, it's quite an expensive thing to do, because it, you know, it takes a bit of research and understanding the customers and so on. For yourself, you already have some level of understanding of who your customers are and so on. So this should make it a bit easier. So First of all, the most common mistake, how do we go about this? Most common mistake we see people making when it comes to copywriting is that the text is all about their specs, we'll call it. I'll call it specs. It's about the what of what the business what offers, like what the product or service is, versus it being around the market's kind of thoughts. So what I mean by that is the marketing might kind of open with something like, our product is made of XYZ material and it's so special because it's sourced from India or sourced from this place or a sport sourced from Bali or whatever it is. And it's about the product. Now, generally people, it's kind of like sort of like when you meet someone and all they do is talk about themselves. It's not really of interest unless you associate why this is going to be of benefit to you in the first place. On the other hand, they might speak about themselves, like it's all about me, the business owner. I'm the consultant. I'm an expert in this. I've got this many qualifications and here's why I'm so special. Same thing. It's kind of like boring. You meet someone and all they do is talk about themselves. Or on the other hand, it could be about the business. So it's we're based in this suburb. We've got the fleet of this many trucks and a team of this many. So what we want to do is flip this all over and put the focus on the customer. Basically, the marketing should the opening of the marketing, what we try and do as a general rule is associate the opening of our text and any marketing material we create, or even if it is a video and we're writing the script, we want to connect with the audience's mind with where they are at. So we connect with them on a level that they create an association with something they have. So what I mean by that is, like, if you were looking to sell a gym membership or, you know, a nutrition plan or something like that, we could just start by saying something like, look, do you feel like you have to deprive yourself to lose weight or something like that? That one might sound a little bit cheesy. Typically weight loss examples might sound a bit cheesy, but what I mean by that is, because if somebody's thought, yes, I feel like, you know, like I always have to try and deprive myself to lose weight. If I read that, I'll be more likely to get my attention if that resonates with the thoughts that I have, versus you saying new miracle weight loss cure or, you know, new nutrition plan to help lose weight. You know, it's sort of like, oh, do you feel like you're deprived? Yeah, I associate with that. If it just said brand new nutrition plan, and what would even be worse is if it said new nutrition plan, which involves less carbs, and it just went into the details of kind of what it is, daily routine with a daily diet. It's like, well, why would I even need that in the first place? So that would be the worst case scenario. Next best case scenario would be kind of like what I touched on before. It could say at least to lose weight. You might say weight loss plan to lose weight. Then on the other hand, it could say something like weight loss plan that you'll finally enjoy, you know, or something that you'd feel like you don't have to deprive yourself, weight loss plan, you feel like you don't deprive yourself to actually make it work or along those lines. So you're associating with somewhere a thought that's within your potential customer's mind, and then you move on, as we'll get to explaining yourself after you've earned the right to talk about yourself. So try to match the thoughts to the opening of your text to the thoughts of your market. Keep the opening about the customer. Basically, all people tend to care about is kind of what's in it for me. So we want to get people's attention by equaling, look, here's what's in it for you, or here's what you're thinking. We understand that. The headline is very important. David Ogilvy, who's kind of regarded as the grandfather of advertising, he has a famous quote which states that where he said, 5 times more people will read a headline than will ever read the body copy of any marketing material. So with the headline, we've got to make sure we get the attention of the right people. So typically in a headline, one good tip which could work for you could be to state exactly who you are targeting in the headline. So the purpose of a headline is basically to get the attention of the market you want to attract and intrigue them enough to get them to read the next line or to watch the video, to open the brochure or whatever it is that headline was on. It's to get the attention of the market. So it could say business owners in Adelaide, or it could say something like, hey, you know, runners, runners, you feel like you get sore heels or something like that. So runners will read that and they get their attention, especially if they get sore heels, they suddenly get, you've got their attention, and intrigue them enough to get them to read the next line. It could say mothers, you know, feeling tired and overwhelmed, ? And then that will intrigue them enough to read the next line. You get the idea. So it's not going to get everyone's attention, Because if it's kind of vague and trying to target everyone, what will tend to happen is it won't stand out to anyone. So we've got to make it cut through and stand out to someone. Questions are good in headlines because people can't help but to kind of answer a question. You know, you automatically within your head, you say yes, no, you can't help but to answer it. So it gets that little bit of take up. A good place to start with what sort of things to put down in these opening sections in like a headline and the first bit of your body copy of any copywriting. So let's say if you were writing a brochure, or let's say as if you're writing the homepage on your website, for example, and you could follow this formula that we go through on any products pages, always follow the formula, and even on the, could be on the homepage about the business in general. So let's say we're doing a one page. What I'd suggest you do first is to figure out the headline and to figure out then the first paragraph or two, which are going to be the focus of them is to, it's like the headlines to get the attention of the market and intrigue them enough to get them to read the next line. Purpose of the next line, the next segment, is to engage them, to show that you resonate even further with their or understanding of their thoughts so that they resonate with the text. So it's basically to engage them further and further and further and show, hey, you understand, or hey, you've got the solution. Like I could say, you feel like you have to deprive yourself, tried weight loss diets and just put the weight back on. It could be another question. Could say something like, have you joined gym memberships, but you never really ended up going to them? Or most people, you know, tend to join gym memberships and never end up using them and so on. So we just show that we get you and we understand you on a deeper level. So it's specifically written for a specific market. So what I like to do first of all is create a list to help you come up with this content. Create a list of the top wants, maybe as a little bit of homework for you as a listener. Create two lists. Create one list which is the top five wants of your market, your potential customers and your customers that you can deliver to them. Create a separate list which is the top five problems that your customers and potential customers have that you can resolve for them. Now, what you'll do is if you recognize, okay, the most common problem that they have, which we can resolve for them, is this certain thing. It's XYZ problem. Then you'll know, okay, let's open our text with XYZ problem. So we connect with the biggest volume of our market immediately. Rather than talking about ourselves, we talk about the number one problem that our market has that we can resolve, because then we can resonate with them, we can engage them, we can write a couple of points around this problem, show, hey, we understand you, we understand what you're going through. Then we'll talk about ourselves in terms of the solution. Just to keep in mind before we even jump, what you could do is you could listen to episode, if you want to reference back to this, so to go into even more detail on understanding your ideal customer, you could listen to episode 4 of season 7. So episode 4, which was released in January this year, of this Pick of the Bunch. Episode 4, season 7, episode, which is this year's season 2017. But episode 4, we dive right into researching and understanding your customer so that we can target them even better. Basically, the more you understand who you're trying to target, obviously, the easier it will become to target them. So that episode will dive into understanding their wants and problems and so on even more, which will help you with the crafting the copy. And just keep in mind that every word counts. So as you create your text, another common problem with that we see is that people write too much, or like, and this is just a generalization across the board. People write just too much. It's just like trying to just fill a page or just writing too much text, and it ends up kind of ugly and it's not attractive to read anyway. So just keep in mind that every word counts. So what I do is try not to write too much at all. But just keep in mind every word counts. So what I mean by that is every word you state will either vague them out, so they'll vague out and they'll stop reading. You'll lose them, or because it doesn't count, or it will start to paint a picture in their mind. So remember that every single word counts in any text we create. So I'll go through the process of how we put it together in a moment as well, in terms of the actual crafting of it, a process that I like to work through. Just keep in mind, if I said to you as a listener, if I said to you, are you the kind of person who gets frustrated? Well, what would happen in your mind? You would start thinking of times in your life when you've been frustrated. You'd look for evidence in your mind. So you would be, it would be right, like, to say yes. But then on the other hand, I could say to you, okay, let's clear the slate or have a minute break in between. I could say, are you the kind of person who is very patient and maybe even wonders sometimes if you're too patient at times? What you would do in your mind is you'd look for evidence of that. So every single word we state, we're leading the customer's mind to think of that thing. So just keeping in mind every single word, even if you state things in a negative, like if you say something like, don't waste money on another gym membership, in their mind, they're thinking of wasting money on another gym membership. It actually paints that picture. It doesn't mean that they're going to like go and I don't mean they're thinking of it as if, oh, I think I'm going to go and do it. It's a good idea. I more think they're thinking of it. It's just you can't help but picture it in your mind. So like what I mean by this, I might say to you, look, don't think of a combi van right now. Whatever you do, don't think of a combi van. And straight away, you've probably just thought of a combi van because you can't help it because we've stated it and we're creating the images in our mind to associate with what this text, create associations with the text that we're reading or obviously the audio that you're hearing in this setting. Lead them to associate with something they know, as I mentioned before. So you understand that. Like I said, you feel like you might have to deprive yourself to lose weight. Shows you understand them. Then we lead them to the solution. So you talk about your solution after you have created an association with their thoughts. Everything should be created in sequence too. So first part of the text is headline, grab their attention. Next part of the body text is to engage them, show that you understand their thoughts. You could take things a little bit further where sometimes the next step we will intensify the problem or the solution. So we could say something like, I'd find the stat. I'm just making this up. So this is not an accurate stat I'm about to say, but I could say something like 3 or 4 out of 5 cases of heart disease in the Western world nowadays are as a result of obesity or something, like just a dry fact or figure that's not your opinion. It's a dry fact or figure. Or we could flip it around the other way and do a positive intensify. So we either go negative, kind of kick up the butt intensify, or we do a dangle the carrot intensify. So what a positive intensify, kind of dangling the carrot, would look like, it could say something like, in just 5 minutes extra per day, you could increase your lifespan by, X, Y, Z. Or like you'll see on smoking campaigns, anti-smoking, they might say every cigarette you smoke could cut, 5 minutes off your life. Then on the flip side, they could say the exact opposite. Every cigarette that you don't smoke, each less cigarette you don't smoke could save you, or could expend your life by 5 minutes. Every single cigarette that you have, you get the idea. It's either negative, kick up the butt, or it's positive. So it's negative, pain, associate with the pain, or it's positive, dangle the carrot. You get the idea. The next thing we'll look at is, or what you could do actually too, is everything, a good episode to reference here, which we'll load. I was just thinking in regards to creating everything we do in writing, it should be done in sequence. So we're always looking at what is this attached to, this marketing campaign. So for example, if you created an ad to go on, in a newspaper, in a magazine, and that ad then drives people to, let's say, your website, well, you'd want the text in the magazine to be aligned and pretty much the same message on the website that you send people to. Then people might be able to, like, let's say they get to put in their details to download some free information in regards to that product or service. You'd want that free information to be aligned as well. So everything's kind of done in sequence. It's like if we're going to write an email and tell a bit of a story, it's like, what's the purpose of this email? What's coming next? And what's coming after that next and next and next? And how are we going to build up trust, build a relationship? And then, if we get to the point where we're going to offer something, how do we build trust before we get to that point of offering something in terms of generating a sale? A really cool interview I've just done with Andre Chaperone. You could check that out. It is episode 16. It will be released 2 weeks after this episode. So if you listen to this episode now and it's just come out, it might not be published yet. It's been going to be published 2 weeks after this one. Episode 16 of season 7 of Pick of the Bunch of this podcast series. So, but if you're listening back to this episode, definitely a great episode to go and have a listen to as well. Now, other things to include in any marketing material, we always look to include social proof. So social proof comes in the form of, is someone else using the thing? It's just proof that someone else used. We look for third-party endorsements. So it could be sneaking in some testimonials. It could be asking for customer reviews. It could be screenshots of something nice someone says about you on social media. It could be a business award you've won. It could be you might be featured in the media or something like that. So you could have those media logos on the marketing material. So, you know, we've been raved about in or as seen in. It could be a credible client or something like those lines. You get the idea. Anywhere, it could be an association membership or accreditation or something along those lines, that you use that kind of stamp in your marketing as well. And then the last thing we include in any marketing material, or in any, of course, well, pretty much any marketing material, but especially in copywriting and text, is our call to action. So a call to action is crucial. What do you want them to do next? We've tested this in lots of marketing material because sometimes I feel like it's kind of stupid. I'm like, really, do we have to say, you know, pick up the phone and call now to get started? And then I've tried it without putting it in there, and the response rate drops quite dramatically. Even within some of our video tips, we'll state in the video tips we create things like, you know, if you've enjoyed this tip, please hit like and leave any comments below in regards to, you know, let's say if we shared a tip on our favorite books to read, I might say, look, share below some of your favorite books, and people share. Now, I thought, like I said to Francisco, look, let's just leave this out. Let's give it a go, you know, without putting this in. Surely people know what to do. And sure enough, the likes were dramatically smaller and there was pretty much zero comments. So then we tried again. Let's put it back in the next video tip, which we put out a week later. It was a fortnight later at this stage when we were doing it. And sure enough, the likes and the comments all came back. So, and always at events, we see it a lot live in the room, which because it's a great place to test languaging of things because you have a room in front of you, so you get instant feedback. And when we'll test asking people or telling, saying, hey, look, here's exactly what to do next. If you want to get some free tips from us, put your name on here on the form and I'll hand the form around, hand it to the next person. We tell them exactly what the crowd exactly what to do. We get big response rates. If it's a bit vague or we say, look, form's over here. If you'd like to get it, just go and help yourself. You get a very poor response rate. It's just basically we've tested in lots of different settings. It can almost seem like child's play, but it is very important. Also, for lots of small businesses, be aware that if you put your call to action might say, you know, book in now, call us on this number or email, or sometimes people just put the web link, make it as easy as possible for your buyers to buy. So include the web link, typically as a general rule, include website, phone number and email, because some people, excuse me, will pick up the phone, some people will email and they might never do the opposite. Some people are like phone people and some people are email people. So you've got to cater for everyone. Now the process when I create text and the way I like to do it is the first phase is just dump your ideas down. So dump down ideas to get their attention as a headline, intrigue them, dump down ideas to engage them, dump down ideas to intensify, dump down your ideas for the solution, go and grab it, you know, some social proof. And just dump it down. It's like a brain dump. This is the process to follow for creating the text. Then leave it alone. Come back because it's easy to get stuck and just look over it and over and over and over again. Write down your ideas. Just dump it down. No judgment. Don't judge yourself. Don't try and edit the text or anything just yet. Just leave it alone and just dump it out. Leave it alone so you don't get stuck on it and end up looking over and over it. What I tend to like to do then is I'd leave it alone for a whole day. So I might just brain dump the ideas down. Leave it for, you know, it might take 15 minutes to write the ideas down. Then I leave it with fresh eyes, come back the next day, and then come back in a different phase. The next phase I call, so first one's the brain dump. Second phase is the editor. So we come back as the editor. The editor's job, when you come back to your text that you've dumped down and made a mess and just put creative ideas down, the editor reviews it. So you look over it and you think, now, does it make sense? Is there a full stop there? Is there a capital there? Part of the editor's job is also to make it sexy on the eye. So what I mean by that is our text doesn't always appear exactly grammatically correct when we're doing marketing material. I know I have, you know, I do things definitely, and a lot of our team do things which are definitely not grammatically correct. However, they work in terms of marketing, because it gets people's attention. Like, we might capitalize the first letter of each word in a headline, so it makes it pop and it catches the eye. Then we might break up paragraphs. So we put a full stop, put a new, you know, on a new line, start the next line. So it's not big blocks of text, because another very common mistake we see when it comes to text and writing, people do too much text and they do it in big, heavy blocks. So break it up, split it up. You might even break it into bullet points. Try and strip out any fluff or any waffle that's there. You might, yeah, like bullet points, subheadings are very good as well. Something I like to do is whenever I've created any marketing material, then look at it and think, if you had the shortest attention span ever and you looked at this marketing piece, what would you see? So what I like to do is I create subheadings throughout the whole piece, which pretty much summarize it. Like, if it said something like, you know, you're tired of being overweight, and the next could be a subheading just down the page which says, above the engage, could say, do you feel like you have to deprive yourself? Then you might scroll down, and then the solution, that where you talk about yourself, which is what you get to talk about. Sorry, I hardly even mentioned that. When you get down the text, you build up the need, talking about them, engaging them, intensifying them, then you talk about your solution. So it's you, the professional, or your product or service or so on. So let's say if I was skimming right on the top of the solution, there could be another sub-headline that says, there is a seven-step, let's say, weight loss solution, and then down the bottom, contact us now or download this free report to opt in to get free information, or contact here, or get started now with your trial or whatever it is, or book in now, the call to action. So just by skimming it in 2 seconds, I've kind of got the gist of the whole thing. You get the idea. So as you skim over, think about it, if you had like the craziest, shortest attention span and you skimmed over this marketing piece, because then you'll get the attention of the skimmers and the short attention span people. And then they might, if they like what they see, they might just go back and read in the, you know, read between the headlines then. So that's the editor's job. Then we leave it alone for another day, come back the next day. So that might be another 10, 15 minute phase where we cleaned it. Then we leave it alone again. And then we come back the next day. The next day, what the job is, if you need to do this in a shorter period of time, obviously you can, but you might get up and go for a drink or have a stretch, then just come back. So you're coming back with a different mindset for each one of these phases. So day one's the brain dump. Day two is the editor. Phase three is the artist. The artist's job is to look over the text and make sure everything that you've written is on brand. Is it in the voice that your brand wants to represent? Because when we're just dumping words down, we might say it in a really dry, practical way, but your brand might be kind of more playful. And then you need to look through it and go, what words can I swap out and switch to kind of make it more playful and on brand? The last phase we do, so leave it alone again, then we come back as the cleaner. Cleaner's job, generalization once here again, is to strip out as much as possible of the text, but make sure we still get the message across. Because as I said earlier, another common thing we see is that people just write too much. They feel like they need to write too much. So as a general rule, we try and look at all marketing text and think, how can I say this in as few words as possible here to still get the message across? Now, so the cleaner's job is just take out anything extra. It's one more overview to see, can I strip things out? Am I saying the same thing in four different ways here? Can I simplify it and so on? Now, that could give you a good structure for the overview of how, of what goes into it, and then the process of how to create that marketing material. If you'd like to check out more, what we're doing our retreat, and now for you guys, you could be anywhere on planet Earth, but we do an annual event at Basic Bananas, which is called The Experience. So if you'd like to learn more about that, come and hang out with us. Basically, what we do at The Experience is pretty cool. We go to, this year, 2017, it's going to be in May. And we're going to go to Daydream Island, which is up in the Whitsundays off Australia's northeast coast, off the coast of Queensland, out by the Great Barrier Reef, and beautiful paradise. So we're going with a bunch of awesome business owners, and we're going through 2 days of business growth activities. The whole point, basically, is we're building out the schedule for this year. The experience, we've run it in Manly the last couple of years in Sydney, and it's always been a sellout event. And the theme for this year, as we're building the content, is everything we're putting into it, we want to help every attendee to have ideas and strategies to be able to 5x the growth of their business. So 5x the growth of their business in the next year, and enjoy the process. So obviously it's not something that we can say 100%, but it's something, that's what our, where our mindset is as we're creating the content. Can this help someone in the room to five times the revenue of their business in the next 12 months. And everything we do, we want to enjoy the process while we do it. Because we hear people a lot of the time saying things like, oh, I'm worried about growing my business because I'm going to lose my lifestyle. And it's, look, I want to grow my business, but I don't want to lose my lifestyle. It's like, well, you don't have to have one or the other. Let's look at how we can do it and enjoy the process, or not just enjoy it, love the process, or how can we five times the business and love it even more than you love it now? So there's always ways we can do this. So that's going to be Daydream Island. If you'd like to check out theexperiencesummit.com, and I'll put the link in the show notes as well. So you have the show notes to this episode on your phone, if you're listening to this on your phone, or also on your, you might be on a laptop or something, you can see it in the show notes there, or on basicbananas.com, you'll see the show notes for this episode. So you can check it out on your phone, click through. It's theexperiencesummit.com. And on that event, it's our annual two-day event. It's going to start on a Friday night meet and greet, Saturday, Sunday, full days, where we are workshopping, working in the room, and then we have some fun activities as well, because I find a lot of the magic happens on our event. It might be by the pool, or it might be, you know, sitting on the beach, or we're going, you know, for snorkeling, and we're suddenly talking about the workshop that we've gone through in the morning, and we come up with great ideas. And the quality of any event is the quality of the people who are there. So an amazing crowd, amazing group of people. If you'd like to check it out and see if it could be a fit, you're welcome to just get in touch with the team at Basic Bananas, or check out theexperiencesummit.com, and maybe we'll see you there. I'd love to have you along. So that is a wrap for today's episode. Thank you very much, guys, once again, for all the amazing feedback we've been getting for the episodes. Thanks for all the feedback for the, you know, we've changed things a lot in terms of the delivery of this show in 2017. We changed, mixed things up and changed it up a lot, and applied a lot of the feedback we have learned from you guys. So thank you very much for helping us to grow the episode, grow our reach. And I look forward to hearing your comments on today's show. Feel free to post any comments over on iTunes as well, or leave us a review. It's always very much appreciated. We read every single one and appreciate every single one. Thank you very much, guys. I look forward to speaking to you soon. Bye for now. Rocket! To get more from Basic Bananas and to learn new ways to grow your business with clever marketing, visit basicbananas.com.